and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of September 10th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and sliding into fall, Melissa Hansen.
It is. Up in Wisconsin, it's a lot fall.
Yeah.
It's cool in the morning, and leaves are falling, and it actually started early this year because it's such a drought.
Yeah.
So it's fall a couple weeks early.
Okay. Well, we could do without the heat, so fine by me.
Yourself.
Yeah. What does your weekend entertainment look like?
You know, not too much. I did a little bit of TV catching up. I caught up finally on the first few episodes of Grimm.
Oh, yeah.
And the first two made me really nervous.
Yeah. It was
you talked
much.
About this in the mythology, yeah. So I won't talk long. But, yeah, the whole they're really pushing all the mythology. And I'm like, I don't want to watch this show if this is what it's going to be. And they just did that the first two episodes.
Yeah.
And kind of got into it, and now I'm sure they'll pick up on stuff throughout the season. But the next two were kind of Monster of the Week stuff.
Right.
Basically. So, which is back to what I was last season and did well and worked, and hopefully they'll keep going that way. Yeah. I also caught a preview of the Mindy Project.
Oh.
Which Hulu has a bunch of shows that are coming up in the next few weeks. You can watch them right now.
Oh, nice.
So I liked it. I didn't love it.
Okay.
And I love Mindy. But I liked the show. My guess is, unfortunately, I don't think it's going to last that long. I don't think, typical TV viewer is going to get it.
Yeah.
So as much as they liked her on The Office, I don't know if they're going to like her on this. So we'll have to see. But that's my prediction, that this is going to be one of the early ones out. And then with The Office ending after this season, she's not really going to be able to go back there. So
okay.
She's going to be out of a job, my guess is, and looking. But I'm sure she'll bounce back because she's so talented.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll be telling you I'm right or wrong in a few weeks.
Okay. Well, I've been to the movies quite a bit the past couple of weeks because we had that week off and I was traveling up in the Boston area. So I saw Avengers again in 3D because my brother had not seen it when it was first released.
I was 3D.
I hate 3D, but it was for $5. It was some special event that they brought it back. So it's kind of hard to...
Cheap TV is better than expensive 3D.
Yeah. Yeah. And the movie itself holds up. I was a little nervous that, seeing it multiple times was going to lose some of its luster. And it really is it's Joss Whedon. It really is a good movie that does hold up.
Okay,
the 3D effects are... Yeah. I mean, there's a couple things that work well, but on the other hand, it's just a lot of... depth of field things that are just,
okay.
It's a waste.
Why do you need that? People, honestly, this is an honest question. People are so into it. Please let me know, why you need this.
Because theaters can then charge $15 instead of $10 for a ticket.
Yeah, but I'm saying people who are like, yes, 3D, that's great, but could you explain it to me?
Yeah.
That's so much better.
Well, it's obnoxious just to wear those glasses and to have, that kind of thing. I don't know. Whatever. Last night I went and saw Raiders of the Lost Ark in IMAX.
Oh, nice.
Which, unfortunately, our IMAX theater here in North Carolina is one of those IMAX light. It's kind of like the fake IMAX. It's like it almost looks like a standard size screen, but they kind of fill it to the edges.
Okay. Yeah, it's not quite the same.
Unlike what we had in L.A. in the Culver City screen, which is huge. And I wasn't overly impressed with the image. The new... Indiana Jones collection is coming out on Blu-ray. Steven Spielberg sat down like he did with Jaws. Now, Jaws looked fantastic in Blu-ray. I have to say, it's just, you've never seen this. It's like seeing the movie for the first time. It's just phenomenal picture, phenomenal sound.
Okay.
I don't know if the image that they showed was the Blu-ray image for Raiders. If it is, I'm disappointed because I don't see a lot of improvement in what it is. The sound is fantastic. I mean, the sound mix was great.
Nice.
And that movie, I love that movie. I mean, I fall in love with Karen Allen all over again every time I see it.
Yeah. Yeah, she's beautiful in it.
It just holds up. The movie is about, the theater is about half filled. It's running for an entire week across the country. I think it's only on 200 screens, though. So go see it. If you've never seen Raiders on the big screen, I was spoiled personally because I went and saw it in 70mm. In 1981. So that was this huge, monstrous picture in these grand old theaters before they started cutting it up to all these multiplexes. So I think my initial childhood impressions of it, far outweigh anything that they're able to do right now. But whatever. The other movie that I saw was Nick Cave's Lawless, with Shia LaBeouf and Tom Hardy.
Okay.
which, perfectly honest, I was kind of nodding off in the early part. It's like one long folk ballad. All right, Nick Cave is a songwriter. He does these incredibly beautiful pieces of music. It just kind of meanders. It's this story of this family, you know, and their troubles in Prohibition era America, and you know, there were Stills and the sadistic government agent played by Guy Pearce, who, man, twisted, absolutely twisted.
That Guy Pearce plays Twisted very well.
Yeah, Gary Oldman's in it, but just for a brief moment of time, he kind of walks in and walks out, and you're like, wait, where did his character go?
Gary Oldman, you want as much as you can have.
Right. Shia continues to be that really method, over-the-top kind of, look at me, I'm getting really upset right now.
Oh, no.
And that's him. That's how he plays it.
Yeah.
In all of
it's so funny because he started out as a kid in comedy.
Disney Channel.
You're so brilliant with, like, over-the-top comedy. But.
And Tom Hardy plays his brother who doesn't talk very much and is always very brooding. And I kept waiting for him. The Patrick Bromley imitation was running through my head. Like, you're now prepared to die, Mr. Wayne. Or you have permission to die.
Yeah.
So, I understand what they were trying to do. I think artistically, it's a beautiful looking film. I just don't see that it's going to impress a hell of a lot of people.
All right.
Okay. So enough of that. The box office this week is incredibly disappointing.
Yeah, this is the lowest. Wow. Definitely since we've been doing this show, but in a very long time. Early projection numbers, The Possession. 9.8 million.
Wow, that's it?
Things have been in 20 millions, and I'm like, oh, that's not so great.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've hit 40 million occasionally during the summer. So, yeah, 9.8 with The Possession, 5.8 for Lawless.
Wow.
4.9 for The Words.
That's that Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah, the big kind of romantic up against, you know, horror and action and stuff, but yeah, surprising. And then Expendables 2, 4.8, and Paranorman 4.3.
I still have to see.
Good that it's still up there, but wow, those are low numbers, people.
It is.
Why not going to the theater? I know everybody's back to school and summer's over and all that, but still, these are low numbers.
Well, we'll see. Next week, I think the families will come back out because Finding Nemo arrives on in 3D. We just talked about 3D. Now, Pixar does something interesting with their 3D stuff. It's not your typical 3D. I did not see Beauty and the Beast 3D, which made a boatload of money at the box office, but I have a feeling Finding Nemo will do the same.
Yeah, I'm sure. And just to see it again, see it on the big screen. I don't care about the 3D, but seeing it on the big screen is fun.
That's true. That's true. Another 3D movie hitting this weekend is Resident Evil Retribution 3D.
Yeah, what number is this, though, for Resident Evil?
Five or six?
Wow.
I don't know. It's keeping Mila Jovovich, you know, in designer clothes.
Yeah, exactly.
But this one, from the trailer, appears to be loaded with those kind of cheesy 3D effects where they throw stuff at the screen and shoot at the screen.
See, and this is the kind of thing I kind of get seeing in 3D.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to see this for, like, the brilliant script.
Right.
You know, and the Oscar-worthy performances. You're going for the fun and the action. So seeing that in 3D, I kind of get.
Yeah. But, I mean, the cast is interesting, too. You've got Oded Fehr and Michelle Rodriguez and, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of zombie killing. Yeah. And then there's another low-budget Nick Cage action thriller called Stolen, which, what was the movie with Johnny Depp where he was chasing after the guy because they had kidnapped his daughter?
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
I forget. Anyways, it sounds, the script, I mean, the plot sounds the same. And this is from director Simon West, who also did Con Air with Nick, so.
Oh, okay.
Bleh.
Buying this or blowing Con Air? Don't blah Con Air.
No, Con Air was a good movie. This is just kind of...
All right, I'm just making sure there. Okay.
If you're not going to the box office and you want to see what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, you can head over to DVDverdict.com and look at our DVD releases page. A lot of TV this week to prepare you for the coming fall season. Up All Night, the first season. 30 Rock Season 6, Big Bang Theory Season 5, Castle Season 4, yeah. Vampire Diaries Season 3. Again,
we have to mention Blue Bloods for my mom.
Oh, that's right. That's Season 2,
I don't know why
right?
I'm bothering, but...
That's Season 2? Yeah. Which is a decent show. And I don't know. I think that the idea of purchasing TV box sets is kind of going away because these things start showing up on streaming.
Right.
For $8 a month.
Right. So. Exactly. Exactly. Unless it's like your favorite show and you want to keep it forever.
Yeah. So unless you're doing something like Universal is with the Psychoween collection, which is basically collecting all the Halloween Psych episodes.
Oh, dude, can I just say that's like a better name than Brangelina. Oh, my God. That's better. That is like the best. Psychoween. Okay.
Other Halloween-themed stuff, Paranormal Activity Trilogy, which I don't know if you can really call it a trilogy because there's a new one coming out this fall. But
yeah, well.
Do you want to see the first three?
No, it's not going to be. Whatever.
Yeah. But the big ones this week are Snow White and the Huntsman.
Yes.
James Cameron's Titanic in 3D. and What to Expect While You're Expecting. Which is the romantic
okay.
comedy with all the Jennifer Lopez and Elizabeth Banks. And
yeah, a million people.
Yeah.
They're getting spit up on. That's the movie. Okay, thanks. I need that.
Over at Netflix, more TV. Terra Nova, the complete series from Fox, which lasted one season with Jason O'Mara. Ringer, again, which was Sarah Michelle Gellar. That get one season, and so did Secret Circle, that ABC kind of horror series.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So all those are available on Netflix this week. Plus, you've got Liam Neeson in The Gray, which we've talked about before, which is a great movie, and Stand Up from Eddie Izzard, Craig Ferguson, Patton Oswalt, and Pablo Francisco.
Holy cow, that's a list. Patton Oswalt and Eddie Izzard.
Yeah. Well, and there's also an Eddie Izzard documentary about kind of his life. And
He is amazing.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedian, but he's an amazing person, too.
Did you know he's a marathon runner?
Totally. Yeah, he just started this recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's running, like, I don't know, a million of them or something like that. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to report that Hulu's changed their structure, so it makes it almost impossible to find what the new releases are.
Oh, that's helpful.
So I don't have anything for you this week, but I will make sure that I spend a little bit more time trying to find out how they're listing this next week. But I know you have plenty of TV to talk about, so I'll throw it over to you.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, everybody ready? Here we go. Well, obviously, all the new shows are starting to come back. And let me tell you, Entertainment Weekly, that's out. It's a two-week issue. They have everything you need if you're interested in new shows. They talk about all the brand new shows. They list when everything's coming back. They tell you what happened and what's going to happen. And so if, you know, you want a bit of a resource, and this is actually what I'm using to help me out with this, check out Entertainment Weekly. Pick it up this week. So this week, September 10th, ready? The
Great.
Voice is back for three nights in a row just to piss off X Factor. It's on NBC. Really, it is. It's normally two nights.
Yeah.
They're doing three nights this week, so they're up against X Factor. Yeah, it's Simon's not happy. All right, anyhow, but also on NBC, The New Normal is on. And then September 11th on NBC, Go On. And Parenthood's coming back. And then on FX, Sons of Anarchy is back. On the 12th, The X Factor. Like I said, Wednesday night, that is premiering. So we can see, you know, if Britney's able to stand and walk and talk. And then Guys with Kids is on NBC. So if you want to see more people getting spit up on regularly, if What to Expect When You're Expecting wasn't enough, you can check that out. And then on Thursday, September 13th, Fox Glee is back. On the 14th, Shark Tank on ABC. On the 15th, Saturday Night Live is making its season premiere. And then on September 16th, Boardwalk Empire on HBO is back. So that's kind of what's coming back this week. And the next couple weeks are going to be long lists, too. So I will update you next week.
Okay.
So, and then if we want to move over to music, Bob Dylan has a new album. Now, I don't know how much you can understand him or not.
Not much.
But if you are a fan of his, it's called Tempest, and it is out this week.
Uh-huh.
And then Dave Matthews Band has a new album too. It's been a while for them. It's called Away from the World.
Okay.
And then ZZ Top, new album.
Shut up.
Yeah. La Futura is their new one. And then if you are a country fan, Little Big Town has a new one called Tornado. And Kix Brooks, who used to be part of Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
But they broke up, and now they're each doing solo stuff. So Kix has a solo album called New to This Town. And then, ready for this?
Yep.
50 Shades of Grey, the classical album.
What?
So in the book, Mr. Grey plays classical music when they're getting all naughty.
Yeah.
So I get the author, these are all hand-picked songs by the author. So just a way to make money. But, you know, anything that puts classical music out there, I guess I have to be for. I don't know.
I suppose.
Whatever. So, that is out. But books this week. Bob Woodward from Woodward and Bernstein.
Mm-hmm.
A Watergate scandal. The Price of Politics. And it's actually about, it's not about just Obama, but it's about all of the dealing with the budget and the economy during his term.
Mm-hmm.
And how Democrats and Republicans have dealt with it.
Right.
So if you're a political junkie, that is one you're going to want to pick up. And then if you are a pop culture junkie.
Yes.
And 12 and a girl, Justin Bieber, Just Getting Started.
What?
It's his, like, autobiography.
It's autobiography. How old is he now?
I don't know.
17,
he's legal now, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's at least he called it Just right. Getting Started. Let's give him that.
All right.
But then, also, Tony Danza has a book. Now, I don't know if you remember this. A few years ago, he did a reality show.
Yeah.
He literally went back and taught school. Now, he had a degree in, education and English, but he became an actor.
Oh.
He went back and actually taught for a year. So the name of his book is I'd Like to Apologize to Every Teacher I Ever Had. My year as a rookie teacher at Northeast High.
Wow.
So he's taken his experiences now and has written about them.
Wow.
So, and more pop culture, which is obviously what books are this week. Tim Gunn's Fashion Bible, The Fascinating History of Everything in Your Closet. Obviously by fashion guru Tim Gunn.
Tim's an interesting guy.
Yeah. So that it should be fun to read.
Yeah.
Anyhow. And then for Castle fans, Nathan Fillion fans, even though I'll let you in on a secret.
What?
He didn't actually write this. But a new Nikki Heat book. In the show, he's an author and he writes these books. And the main character is Nikki Heat. So they actually have started releasing. This is the fourth one. It's called Frozen Heat by, quote, Richard Castle.
Nice. Do we know who's actually writing these? Is it like Stephen King or something? Like
no,
that?
No.
Okay.
No, it's, you know, ghostwriting.
Hack writers.
Like, who knows? And that's the point. Like,
yeah.
And that's part of the deal. Like, you don't get to put your name on it.
Right.
But, you know, here's your nice check.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, well. So, theater coming up. It's actually October, but Anthony LaPaglia.
Yeah.
He's actually a Tony Award winner. But he is doing a new play with Catherine Erb.
Ooh.
And, well, let me tell you who's directing it. Terry Kinney.
Oh, we got this whole Steppenwolf thing going on here.
We do. But it's called Checkers.
Yeah.
And it's about Richard and Pat Nixon.
Ooh. And Checkers was their dog.
Checkers was their dog. And this was the whole thing. He was doing this big speech, the Checkers speech.
Yes.
And it ended up making him look bad and like this whole thing. But anyhow, so it's about them and his presidency and things falling apart and like all of this. So it begins previews on October 12th and then opening night October 28th.
Wow.
And it's at the Vineyard Theater.
Hmm.
So very interesting casting there. So yeah, that could, I'm guessing that's going to be pretty top notch actually. But interesting casting and, you know, interesting quote characters.
Yeah. Well, we've got, it seems like every week when we get to the entertainment news section, we're talking about somebody dying, and this week is even more tragic because we lost Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh my God.
The Chicago native who
floored me.
Had this amazing breakout role in The Green Mile. Mm-hmm. You know, he's working for Con Ed. He was a line guy for Con Ed. And
he was also, what he did after that, he was a bodyguard.
Oh.
And this is how he got into acting. He was a bodyguard for all these stars.
Okay.
Who loved him because he seems to be and was an absolutely amazing person.
Yeah.
So all of these stars are upset over it. And most of them didn't even work with him on film. They worked with him when he was their bodyguard.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I didn't know this, but he suffered a massive heart attack back in July.
Yeah.
And never recovered.
And what happened was he actually was dead.
Oh, my God.
And his girlfriend, and I talked about this, Omarosa.
From Apprentice.
Star.
Yeah.
She found him and she did CPR and she brought him back.
Yeah.
But it ends up he was like without oxygen for
so
a few minutes.
Dead.
And it's just his organs were already shutting down and couldn't recover from. That's what he couldn't recover from.
Okay.
Was from being like without oxygen for 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. So he's been in the hospital for a couple months. And what's honestly sad, and I don't get the two of them together unless there's something about her that, which there very well could be.
Yeah.
That
you don't
has
know.
Been shown.
Yeah.
You know, she has been by his side and they were actually going to be getting married and stuff, but she's been by his side nonstop through this. She actually went out of town. And while she was out of town for this short time, he passed away.
Oh, jeez.
There. She's been with him for 2 months, and then she wasn't there when this happened.
Oof.
So I feel horrible for her, which it took somebody like Michael Clark Duncan to make me feel horrible for Omarosa.
Right. Yeah, so sad.
Yeah.
Another sad thing, which some people thought was hilarious, but I, you know, knowing and loving the guy, Clint Eastwood kind of embarrassed himself at the Republican National Convention.
Well, it depends who you talk to.
I know.
Talks to Democrats and or independents, and he completely embarrassed himself. He talked to Republicans, and he was brilliant.
But I don't understand why he even did this. Here's an 82-year-old guy who has an amazing career, and maybe he's just making bad decisions because his wife is doing this reality TV series, which I thought was another bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's undermining this great filmmaker. And maybe this is who he is in real life. I don't know. It's just, but seeing him up there for 10, 11 minutes improving this discussion with Barack Obama in a chair, it was just, I watched it twice and it was completely embarrassing to me. So I don't know what his people were thinking by letting him do this, but.
Okay, like anyone could stop Clint Eastwood from doing anything.
I suppose, but you know what? These guys are surrounded by publicists and all sorts of things, and it's just maybe he's gotten to the age where he doesn't listen to anybody anymore. You know?
Yeah.
Okay, but his work still stands, and that's all I'm going to remember him for when he goes. So,
okay,
not this. You talked about The Voice coming back. CeeLo Green is in talks with NBC about doing a sitcom.
Nice.
I can see the guy's full of personality.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always carrying that weird old cat like one of the James Bond villain.
Check that out.
We talked about memoirs like Justin Bieber. Well, Roger Ebert had written one, and it's just been optioned to be made into a movie.
So, nice.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to play who could play him?
I don't know. Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Oh, actually, that would be.
Toby Jones? I don't know.
Huh. Nice.
I don't know. Just a couple more things. Doctor Who Series 7 premiere for BBC America. Now, it used to be that Doctor Who would first air in Britain, and then when it was done, that would come over here and show up on Sci-Fi Channel or something, or PBS in the old days, but like a year after it had already shown.
Quite a delay. Yeah.
Now it's gotten to the point that the fan base is so huge they can't do that, so it's simultaneously being released, I think, in England, Australia, and America on the same day. Of course, you still got the time gap, but that goes without saying. Anyways, BBC America is airing it here, and the season premiere for Series 7 drew 1.5 million viewers, which is their biggest ratings grabber of all time. So,
yeah, for a foreign show on a small cable network.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and it'll be spread out this year. They're doing 5 episodes the first half of the season, a Christmas episode, and then they'll do the other, 6? I think there's 14 episodes for the season. The other half will be in the spring.
Okay.
And finally, J.J. Abrams' Star Trek sequel gets a title. Now, you tell me what you think of this. Star Trek Into Darkness. There's no colon in there. It's not Star Trek Into Darkness. It's Star Trek Into Darkness. Like Trek Into Darkness.
Okay.
I don't. It's
not the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Well,
it's not like the Hobbit stuff. It's just beyond ridiculous. But anyhow.
So yeah, in a way, it's kind of.
We're all just going to call it Star Trek anyhow. Like who cares? Star Trek 2. Like
exactly
we're not going to call it whatever its real name is. So.
Right.
Whatever.
That's coming out next summer, and it was announced on the 46th anniversary of the original series, which is kind of an odd thing. I mean, Google did this nice little doodle.
Yeah, it was quite excellent. Did you click through on
stuff?
Yes,
it was very fun.
It was. Did you get the tribbles? That was cool.
I didn't get the tribbles.
You missed the tribbles.
I did.
Yeah, if you click this one place, the tribbles started pouring out and covering the screen.
Oh, I missed that. Oh, well.
Yeah, total thumbs up to Google.
Nice.
For that one.
All right. Well, speaking of embarrassments and things, what have the Kardashians been up to?
Okay. Well, I don't know if you remember a few years ago, Old Navy had ads with the Kardashian girl. What? I'm sorry. So she freaked out and sued them.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, so no one can cast a pretty girl with long brown hair ever?
Right.
But anyhow, they actually settled.
Oh.
They just settled. I gave her huge money because she needs more.
Ugh.
So anyhow, if you're Kim Kardashian, I guess, you can get what you want and tell people what to do.
Unbelievable. Well, the funny thing is I read some blurb somewhere where Kris Jenner was commenting on this Honey Boo Boo thing.
Please.
What an embarrassment it is for America to be watching this family. It was... It's like pot kettle black. Hello.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
This?
How crazy. You guys started all this shit. It's all your fault, number one. And number two, like, you really think you're better? You're all famous because your kid's sex tape. That's it. So, all right.
And on that bombshell, we will wrap up this week. Thank you guys for tuning in. As always, you can check us out. Read plenty of reviews over at DVDverdict.com. We will be back next week with more. Until then, Melissa Ann, take it away.
And everything isn't only what it seemed. So hold these words that you never told me. It's time to say goodbye.